Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Tonight, in the place of Andy Breckman Man, we have a very special guest with us. Listener Nadia, welcome.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Move as close to the computer as you can. Is that
okay?
Was that the sound of you moving closer to the computer?
Yes, yes.
So if what do you want to do tonight, Nadia?
First, I want to ask you a question. Do you think the old codger is listening?
The old codger tends to listen, yeah, because this is the same time, around the same time that he's on.
And he's going to call.
Yeah, have you been in contact with the old codger?
Well, yeah, technically, yeah.
Technically? Okay, so you and him have been having a little bit of a feud, I understand.
I don't like him calling me a pipsqueak.
Well, yeah, he's the oldest WFMU DJ, and I guess you are the youngest.
Exactly.
How old are you, Nadia?
8.
8 years old. And this is the second time you've co-hosted the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Yes.
How do you think it went the last time you did this?
Pretty good.
Yeah, okay. And what else did you want to do tonight?
Just play some animal sounds.
Okay, we got lots of animal sounds set up. And you also wanted to play I Spy with My Little Eye with callers?
Oh, yeah.
And how is that going to work? People call up and they look at something.
They find something in their house and they have to give us hints and kind of have to guess.
I see. Okay. So what's the phone number that people can call if they want to talk to you?
201-209-9368.
That's a brand new phone number that we got just for Nadia tonight. And yep. You're already doing way better than Andy.
Yay.
Andy is vacationing with Barack Obama at Martha's Vineyard, if you want to know, if people really want to know what he's up to. He's right there in downtown Martha's Vineyard, if you want to stop by.
Okay.
And so, Nadia, you live in the countryside, and you have lots of animals around you, right?
Yep. My dog's right here with me right now.
Uh-huh. What's your dog's name?
Kira.
I have some dogs, too, and I've recorded a lot of my dog sounds. But I thought it might be fun to play animal sounds, and then you have to guess what they are. But guess what? We have a call.
Yes.
This never happens. This never happens on the Fuzzy Glove Hour when Andy's the host. So let's take the call. Oh, well. It was just somebody imitating a dial tone.
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna play the I'm gonna try to play the first animal sound.
Hold on, can you play mine first that I sent you?
Yeah.
That one callers have to guess. Both of them.
Okay. I'm gonna play. Well, the second one, I think they identify what it is, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True, but it's so funny.
Here's the first one. Trying to play it. What's going on here? Oh, that's the wrong one.
Well, I bet that's your dog.
You know what it was? That was my dog named Rooster.
Wait a minute. What was he doing right there?
He was whining.
Okay.
He was just being pathetic. Does he sound like a big dog or a small dog?
That's a very small and big dog at the same time.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good description of him. He was really huge, but he acted like a small dog. He was a real scaredy cat. Okay, we have a call. Hi, welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. You're on the air.
We have a call.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, is this...
Hello, this is Courtney. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, yay!
Hi, Courtney.
So hello, Mr. Friedman. You told me to call. Well, actually, Lola Bell, she's my assistant, Lola Bell Pancake. She had to, it wasn't easy to patch in my ancient crank-wound phone, to tap it into the WFMU Fuzzy Glove caller line.
Well, I do appreciate you calling, and you're on the air with Nadia, and between you and Nadia, I think you have a span of...
I'm going to say one thing,
yeah?
Courtney. I am not a pipsqueak, okay?
Well, I have a question for what... Lydia, is that her name? Lydia?
Nadia.
Nadia!
It's Nadia. Okay, Nadia, I have a question for you.
Yes?
Well, actually, it's not a question. It's a statement. That's not your real voice.
It is my real voice.
Come on, let's see what you really sound like. I don't believe this. Nobody has a voice like that.
It's my real voice. What about you?
Well, hold on a second. My cigar just went out. Just a second. Got to relight the Rancho Malario cigar. Hold on a second. You want one?
You're dead.
It's strange that I can hear you. Because I suffer from a strange affliction. It's called child blindness. I don't see children. They don't exist to me. Well, it actually is not an affliction. It's a blessing. But how old are you?
Courtney.
Three?
Nadia,
Google said.
Nadia, the old codger just asked you how old you were.
I'm eight.
Nobody's
what
eight.
What about you?
You know, I've often said I don't mess with no jailbait, but you're a zygote. You're not even born yet in my worldview. Hey, have you ever heard of Sophie Tucker or Ukulele Ike?
Sophie Tucker, well, Ukulele Ike, ring a bell, Nadia?
No, but I'm alive right now and I'm eight.
I'm going to try to be nice with you. What kind of music do you play on your radio show on WFMU?
I don't have a radio show, but I'll say I like Johnny Cash.
Who?
Johnny Cash.
I don't know who that is. Did he make some 70 RPM records? That's all I know.
He was recording in the 1950s, Courtney.
I do. There were 78s released in the 1950s. I have many of them, a lot of R&B artists in particular. Louis Jordan was making 78s out into the 1950s.
Ken?
Yes, Nadia?
I'm going to tell Courtney one thing, that he's dead, because Google said he died in 2004, so...
Okay, listen, Natasha, wait, what's your name, Nadine?
Nadia.
Nadia, oh, I'm sorry. I have selective Alzheimer's. I don't remember things when it's convenient to forget them, like people's names. Look, that 2004 obituary that you found, that was fake. It was an insurance scam, and it worked. Oh, we collected a lot of money.
So you faked you faked your own death in 2005, Courtney?
Yes, I did.
And how?
Very successfully. I'm one of the few people who has successfully faked his death.
And how much did you collect from that?
Well, I can't say, otherwise they might try to get me to pay it back.
Nadia, do you believe him?
No. I don't believe a word he says because I am real. And this is my real voice, so at this point I don't believe a word he says.
Well, I believe you're real because you're saying things that obviously a real person would say. I just don't believe that that's your real voice.
It's my real voice.
So, Courtney, you think Nadia's an adult pretending to be a kid?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard Helen Kane or Annette Henshaw? Oh, yeah. They sound like that. She sounds like Annette Henshaw. Well, actually, she sounds a lot better than Annette Henshaw. I don't like it.
Okay, then why don't you listen to my mom, huh?
What's that?
Why don't you listen to Nadia's mom?
Nadia's mom? Who's that?
Madeline.
Madeline is Nadia's mom.
Well, I don't know her.
Of course you don't know her.
Is she the one that plays Mahjong with our Lola Bell Pancake and Dora Bell Pancake on Friday night?
That's me.
You play Mahjong?
What?
So why did you ask me to call, Ken? This is very, I'm very suspicious about this. Is that some kind of a setup?
I just thought it would be fun. I just thought it would be interesting to have the oldest DJ talking to the youngest DJ. That's all.
Courtney?
Well, she is a DJ, so she was lying when she said she doesn't do a show.
I don't have a show.
Well, Courtney, we're going in circles, so we're going to move on.
Thanks. Hold on, wait. I want to ask him one more question.
Okay.
I have a question. Ken, the check you gave me to call in tonight, it bounced.
Yeah, sorry about that. I explained that to your announcer, Gus. I guess the message never made its way to you.
We'll discuss this off the air. What does she want to ask me?
I want to ask you two things. What year were you born and how old are you?
I don't give my age. I think it would be impolite of you to ask what my real age is. I'm very old. I'm older than any three WFMU disc jockeys collectively. Any three.
That's quite a statement.
Yes.
All right, thanks for calling, Courtney.
Hey, so long, Lydia and Ken.
Nadia, thanks. Bye-bye. Nadia, that wasn't quite a dream come true for you, I guess, huh? Are you there? Nadia? You're sorry about that. I turned you down. Hey, we have another call. Hi, you're on the air. It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Hi, I'm ready for my animal sound, and we'll take a skill testing guess when I hear my animal sound.
Okay, so you ready to guess an animal sound?
Yeah, I'm ready. I've been waiting for this all day long, man.
Okay,
the first one.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to play the one that you sent in, Nadia?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
The first one.
Hello?
That was the sound.
Oh, that's a rooster.
It's kind of, but what age is it?
Yeah, can you get more specific what kind of rooster it is?
What kind of a rooster?
Yeah.
A stronghorn leghorn. What do I know from a different kind of rooster, man? I'm not a farmer. A rooster is a rooster where I live.
No. Like, how old is it? Like, is it young, teenager, or adult?
Oh, it sounded like a teenage rooster because he sounded like he had a lot of angst.
Do you want to set him straight, Nadia?
Well, it's actually a young rooster. He's actually trying to crow.
Oh, really?
It's a baby rooster? How old is that rooster?
I don't know.
Well, I have a request for Nadia for the next program. Can I make a request Nadia's next program?
Yeah, don't be creepy. Go ahead.
I'm not being creepy, dude. This is serious animal sounds, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
You're the one that's creepy. All right, so I would like to hear a program in which we have to guess bird calls, but the trick would be I'd like you to compare them and contrast them with the compositions by Oliver Messiaen that he wrote for French, where he incorporated the bird calls of French birds into his piano pieces and orchestra pieces. Now, Nadia, you can go look all this up on the internet machine if you want, but the composer is Oliver Messiaen, and he's a French guy, and he died in the early 1990s, and he would go out in the woods, and he would walk around and write down. Now, he wouldn't record them. He would write down in notation bird calls.
Okay, you want to
hear in the French wilderness.
You want to identify
into his pieces.
Do you want
to?
So
I want to hear the bird call and the piece.
Okay, you want to identify a bird? I have a bird right here for you.
Well, a rooster's a bird, isn't it?
Yeah, but here's another bird. You should be able to identify this one.
Okay.
Where is it?
That bird is watching a Jerry Lewis movie because he's laughing so hard.
Wow, that's
I don't know. That's one of those jungle birds like you have at the zoo, isn't it?
Nope. I'm not going to identify it, but thanks for calling. Do you know what that bird is, Nadia?
I think it's like a parrot.
Not quite a parrot. I'll give you a hint. It's from Australia. And if anybody else wants to guess what that bird sound was, the phone number here.
Why is it laughing? been watching a funny movie or something?
It's known as a laughing bird. That's not the name of it, but its call is called a laugh. Hi, you're on the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Hello, Fuzzy Glove Hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, thanks to call in.
Oh, we're happy to have you call in. Who's this?
I'm Andy in Chicago.
Hi, Andy. Can you identify what kind of bird that was?
And also play the second thing I sent you.
I think it's the kookaburra.
Yes, yes, very good.
He's laughing in his old gum tree.
Oh, yeah, what was that song?
The kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Mighty, mighty king of the bush is he.
Go on.
Laugh, kookaburra, laugh. Kookaburra gay, your life must be.
Very good.
Okay, now I want him to identify the second thing I call.
Okay, well, the problem with that one, Nadia, is that they...
Yeah, okay, but just make him laugh at it.
Okay, let me find it. Nadia sent
me... Well, I can't turn on my radio because my radio is in my phone and I'm on the phone. But I wanted to turn the tables on you people and make you identify an animal sound.
Well, first, Nadia wants you to hear this. Ready?
Okay.
I'm a unicorn. You know what sound a unicorn makes, don't you?
I don't think that really was a unicorn. I think that's a human being pretending to be a unicorn.
No, the unicorn speaks with the voice of a man.
Yeah. You want to hear that unicorn sound again? Here it is. All right, well, thanks for calling.
Privileged.
Thanks for calling, Chicago. What other animals have you got up where you live, Nadia?
This bird that goes... Or me that goes...
What is it? Oh, I have some animals that sound like that. You want to take a guess? You want to take a guess on another animal?
Okay, but then the caller has to guess too.
Okay, well, we don't have any callers right now, so why don't you give out the number?
Okay, 201-209-9368.
Okay, here's another animal sound for you. This is a common animal that a lot of people, even in this part of the country, have. I hear these animals at night sometimes. It's just getting warmed up. There we go.
Is it like an owl or something?
No. Hey, we got a call. It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour. You're on the air with Nadia.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh.
Did you recognize that last animal sound?
That was some sort of a hen or what do you call it? No, it sounds like Donald Duck after a pretty bad night.
Of course.
I'm going to give you a hint. It's not a bird. It's not a bird. It's a mammal.
It's not a president either.
It's not a person pretending to be an animal. It's a real animal, and it's a mammal, not a bird. A bat? Nope, not a bat. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a fox.
What in the?
Yeah, it's a fox. It's a female fox screaming.
I knew it was some kind of Disney character.
That's what they do. They scream and bark.
I have a question, Ken.
Yeah.
What kind of animal would you want to be?
I might want to be a fox, to tell you the truth. I think foxes...
You are a fox.
Yeah, man. Foxes have a good life. They wander around the neighborhood with Wonder Bread in their mouths. People don't.
I've seen some sad-looking foxes.
Yeah, that's true. Some of them are pretty sad. Is this Sam the appraiser, by the way?
Yes, it is.
Hi,
you're
Sam.
Live on the air.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Nadia. Love the show.
Sam, would you like to play I Spy with Nadia?
I don't know what that is.
Nadia, you want to explain to Sam how it works?
Okay, so you have to hide him in your house. You have to try and make us guess by giving us hints.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Sam.
Okay. The first hint. So I just give you a hint? Is that what I do?
Yeah.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
It's electric boogie, woogie, woogie?
Yes.
That's the hint. Okay.
Is it electric Donald Trump screaming?
Is it an electric Donald Trump doll screaming, Sam?
Close. No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
Another hint, Sam.
Another hint. It keeps me looking good.
Is it an electric screaming brush?
No.
Not an electric screaming brush. Okay.
Another hint. I just bought a new one recently. Because I had one before and it broke. So
I know what it is.
What is it?
Is it an electric toothbrush?
Nope.
Is it an electric fake face that keeps you screaming all day?
An electric
very
face, Sam.
To that. I'm gonna give partial credit for that.
So it's one of those fish that sings, one of those fish like a bass fish that's mounted on a plaque that sings.
No.
Don't worry, be happy, that kind of thing.
No, it doesn't sing don't worry, be happy, Ken. It sings I'm a love machine.
Well, mine sings I will always love you. We have to get our singing fish dolls together someday, Sam. But we're going to move on.
All right, bye.
Thanks for calling. Nadia is filling in for Andy Breckman tonight on the Fuzzy Glove Hour, and we're talking about animal sounds.
Or play I Spy.
Or playing I Spy with my little eye. Which when I was a kid, we used to call, I'm looking right at it. That's what we used to call it. And used to have to sing, I'm looking right at it. You used to have to sing that constantly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Joan and Mike.
Hi, Joan and Mike. You're on the air with Nadia.
Hi.
Hey, Nadia.
Hi.
It's Joan and Mike. We've been fans of yours for a few years now.
Yeah.
We haven't seen you for a little bit, though. We're really excited to hear that you're on the show.
Do you know Nadia outside of the radio?
Of course she does. Well, yeah, I know her. Yes.
Yeah. So
Joan,
do you want me to like guess some animal sounds or get
sure.
any good jokes for us, Nadia?
And thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're very welcome. We're pretty excited to hear you're going to be on the show today. So, you know. We stopped everything so we could listen to you.
Okay, Joan, I'm going to play you an animal sound, and I'm going to give you a hint right up front. It's a mammal. Here it is.
Is that a coyote?
No, but not a bad guess. It does kind of sound like a coyote.
A hyena!
Nope, not a hyena, but it is an African mammal. I'll tell you that. It's an African mammal. Like
is it a dingo?
Nope, not a dingo.
Is it a dingo dog?
So African. Hmm.
Well, there's African dingoes and Australian dingoes. I don't think you'll ever guess.
Okay, I'll get one more.
This is a bunch of them.
A bunch of them. Oh, I don't know. Are they giraffes?
No, it's a zebra.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, don't zebras sound weird?
Yes,
they do.
Yeah, it's high and squeaky.
Yeah, I mean, Nadia, wouldn't you think a zebra would sound like a horse? I mean, that's kind of what I would have thought.
Yeah. Joan?
Yeah?
What's Dan doing?
What is Dan doing?
Yeah.
He's just sitting in the driveway.
How's he doing?
Know, watching things. He's camping, really. It's kind of hot.
But how's he doing?
Oh, he's doing really well. He's healthy. You know, he really likes his walks. So we get a lot of walks in.
Dan's a human being?
He's
a dog.
Oh, Dan's a dog. Okay.
Yeah. And no, he's doing great. So Nadia's met Dan a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Dan's had really good times with Nadia. Nadia's pretty fun to hang around with if you're a dog. Lots of action.
I bet she is. Well, Joan, thanks a lot for calling tonight.
Hey, it's been really a pleasure. You guys, I hope you enjoy the rest of your show. Good to talk to you, Nadia. We'll catch up with you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nadia, can I just say that you have much better telephone manners than Andy Breckman?
Thank you. It's true. He does interrupt people.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot more people calling now. The phone number here is 201-209-9368 if you want to play Name That Animal with Nadia or I Spy.
Thank God. Wait, this time, can you play the second thing I sent you, but only the part of it?
I can. We have a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
All right, do that
too.
Hi, who's this?
This is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
All right, play that to her then.
Okay, Veronica, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You might have heard this before. It's an animal, maybe. Can you identify that animal?
I don't know if it's an animal. I think it's a person.
I think you're right, Veronica.
Yeah.
I think it's a person pretending to be an animal.
But what animal?
What animal do you think they're pretending to be?
A monkey?
No.
Fill her in, Nadia.
It's a unicorn.
Oh. From before. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a human being pretending to be a unicorn, which does kind of make you wonder.
Yeah.
You know, unicorns are closely related to goats. And goats scream. Goats actually sound a lot like human beings. Should we let's listen to some goats. Oh, this goat you might know. Those are goats pretending to be human, as opposed to...
Play another screaming goat like that.
Well, there's the definitive screaming goat. There, here he is. It's the best scream ever.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have a lot of goats up where you live, Nadia?
No, but yes, kind of.
Well, right now, nearby where I live, it's the New Jersey State Fair is going on in Augusta, New Jersey. And they have a whole huge tent full of goats. What the heck was that?
It was a goat.
Oh, is that you pretending to be a goat? About what?
Is Clay the voiceover of Shaggy and Scooby-Doo?
Oh, does Clay Pigeon do the voices for Shaggy and Scooby-Doo on the Scooby-Doo show?
Yeah.
Sometimes he does, yeah. He's the fill-in. Yeah, he's the fill-in for Shaggy.
Okay, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Is Veronica still on the line with us?
Yes.
Yay. Did you like those screaming goats?
Yes, they're very funny. I feel like you're in urgent need of something.
What are you in urgent need of, Veronica?
Well, I feel like one of them might need, like, food or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's like trying to, like, yell out.
Yeah.
Hey, go get me some food because I'm too lazy to go get it myself.
Yeah, I think that is why they scream. They scream when they want something.
Yeah.
Oh, they, I think, but I've been told they also scream just when they're bored.
Mm.
Nadia, what was that?
It was another goat.
Okay, we're moving on. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Veronica.
Thanks for calling, Veronica.
Do you know Veronica, Nadia?
No.
Hi, it's the Fuzzy Glove Hour. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Noelle from Brooklyn. How's it going?
Hi, Noelle.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Noelle, you're very soft. Can you speak up a bit?
Oh, sure. Can you hear me better now?
Not really.
But sure.
Just shout.
Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Yeah. Cause
How about now?
Much better. Much better. Thank you.
Okay, great.
All right, now I've got a really weird animal sound that I don't think you're going to be able to identify. You want to take a shot at it, though?
Most definitely, that's what I'm here for.
Okay, here it is. He's just warming up.
All right, no rush.
Wow. Wow.
I'm thinking it's either a bird or a cat. I'm going to go with cat.
Not a bird or a cat.
Is it a bird and a cat?
Nope, it's an animal that you find in the United States in the South a lot, and it's also very common throughout South America.
Is it a coyote?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
It's definitely a medium-sized rodent or a
Is it a rat? It's a Pikachu.
I'll give you a hint. It has armor on its back.
It's an armadillo.
Yes, it's an armadillo. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
What?
I've never heard an armadillo sound.
Well, that's what an armadillo sounds like if you turn it on, if you put it on its back, apparently.
I'm going to be in the market for an armadillo now. I'd love to kind of have that sound around.
Yeah, that was a South American armadillo, so a little different than the kind of armadillos you find in Louisiana and Texas. Mm-hmm. But I think the armadillos in Louisiana and Texas also make a similar sound if you hold them down on their back.
Okay, got it.
I don't plan on holding an armadillo down on its back.
Okay. Well, you should try it.
Yeah.
If the opportunity comes my way, I'll definitely, you know, I would definitely have a kind of split second consideration, and I think I'm, you know, potentially could do it, but I don't know if I could do it.
Okay.
What was that, Nadia?
Nothing. I just said, oh. Maybe you should try holding an armadillo.
Have you guys held an armadillo on its back?
No.
I've never held an armadillo.
Neither have I. Yeah.
I once made a woodcut of an armadillo. That's as close as I've come.
That's cool. I have two cats.
I have a whole album of experimental cat music.
Wow.
Should we hear some of this?
Would be really good. Yeah, I would love it.
That doesn't sound like cats.
That sounds like a cat metropolis.
Ken?
Yeah.
Still getting cat metropolis, like worker cats.
Oh, well, this is an album called...
industrial area.
It's an album called Pussification, a compilation of experimental cat music.
Okay, Ken?
Whoa. Yeah. Yes,
I'm
Nadia.
I'm going to ask you a very, 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 very non-interesting question.
Okay, good. A good, boring question.
Do you think the listeners are bored?
Very, very, very bored.
I was bored waiting to get my call answered, but I mean, I was surprised and I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. We're moving on. We got another call. Thanks for calling. Fuzzy Glove Hour, you're on the air with Nadia. You're on the air. It's you.
Is it bad to be bored?
I don't think so. I think boredom is underrated, to tell you the truth.
Good.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. Okay, they're not on the air.
Okay. You should do the noise of a chicken laying an egg.
That I do not have.
Oh, I can do it.
Okay, go ahead. That is uncanny. That sounds exactly like a chicken laying an egg.
I have like five chickens.
Yeah. And like that, is that really what they sound like when they're laying eggs?
Exactly. Yes.
And do you have to protect your chickens from predators like raccoons and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Wait, can I make a noise that I made myself?
Yeah, go ahead. That's pretty good. That sounds a little bit like a fisher cat. Should we hear some real fisher cats?
Yes.
Do you have any of those up around you? They're not real. They're not actually cats. They're just called cats.
Are they like fishes?
No, they're more like weasels. They're like wild. They're actually martens. They're like vicious, wild weasels that live in the woods and they kill cats and dogs.
Frozen pool.
And there's one way in the background. They sound like foxes. They kind of scream.
That's an awful sound.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I've always wanted to hear a fisher
like
cat.
Someone being murdered?
The woman who was recording it said it sounds like someone being murdered.
Okay. I listened to the archives, and the oldest show is 1997. So why do you keep saying it's been 30 years?
Oh, you mean 7 second delay going back? It actually, 7 second delay started in 1991.
Oh.
Yeah.
And why wasn't it in the archives?
Because we didn't start archiving shows until around 97.
Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Also, why is your voice so different in 2001 or 2000? And now it's like so much different.
Oh, because I wasn't quite a real human being yet.
You were like an alien or something?
No, I was more like an insect person. I was sort of, you know, on my way to becoming a fully fledged human being. So if I sound different, that was sort of my insect person stage.
Do you have the sound of a dog farting?
No.
I do.
I've smelled that, but I don't think I've ever heard it.
Okay, let me just get it. It's going to take a lot. Is there any calls?
No, there's no calls right now.
Wow.
Why don't you give out the phone number?
Okay, 201-209-9368. Is that phone number?
That's the phone number. And I have another good animal sound here. This is an animal. Okay. This is an animal that was trained to do a lot of different sounds. Wow. Do you know what that was?
No.
Man, it did a lot of different sounds.
Is it like a dog or something?
No, I'm going to give you a hint, though. It's a sea mammal.
Sea mammal.
It's a sea mammal.
Oh, an otter. An otter? A seal?
Nope. Close, though. Very close.
Seal?
Close to a seal. Bigger, though.
A sea lion?
Even bigger than that.
A walrus?
A walrus, yes! It's a walrus, and you're on the air.
Oh. Very tusky. Amazing
yes.
animal.
And what's your name?
This is Mike in Toronto. Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
Hi, you're doing a great job. You're my favorite WFMU fill-in ever, actually.
Thank you.
And I am absolutely not bored. This has been a delight and a zoological adventure.
I have a sound.
Okay.
For you. I don't know if it's going to be loud enough, but I have a sound. I don't know.
Hit me.
Was that it?
Oh, was it? That was it?
Nadia, are you still there?
I'm still here. Is Nadia there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Was that... I'll play it again.
Okay, that sounds like a dog farting.
That definitely sounds like a dog farting, or I was going to guess a giraffe blowing a raspberry, which they have been known to do.
What was it, Nadia?
It was a dog farting.
That was, oh, wow. Now, what breed in the video is the dog?
I don't know. Let me see.
My dog has the most silent farts, and it's like they're like a ninja. They're just silent and deadly.
It's like a black Labrador Retriever.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very, very flatulent.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice fart sound, Nadia.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mike in Toronto.
Good choice.
Nadia, I have a sound actually now of another bird. And this is an incredible bird because it can imitate other birds. And it can also imitate machines that it hears. It's called a lyre bird. And
really?
Yeah, and you're going to listen to it. And I'm not making this up. This is the lyre bird imitating the sound of a camera. And then also imitating the sound of machinery that it hears nearby.
He also, in his attempt to outsing his rivals, incorporates other sounds that he hears in the forest. That was a camera shutter. And again. And now a camera with a motor drive. That's a car.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I have another sound.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I missed it.
Wait a second.
Well, just make sure you're not
eating. Hi, you're on the air. Hang on. Was that an ocelot?
No, it was supposed to be a cat puking. I don't get it.
Oh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, will you guys guess what instrument this is?
Yes.
Is that playing? Okay.
trumpet or something.
Are you ready with your guess, Nadia?
Like a low instrument?
A low instrument, Sam?
That's correct.
That's correct. All right. Good guess, Nadia. I was gonna guess the mouth horn, but I think Nadia.
It was a French horn. Well, me imitating.
It was and a human being imitating a French horn.
Okay.
Thank you, Sam. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. Nadia is filling in for Andy Breckman tonight. By the way, next week, David Cooper is going to be filling in for the Fuzzy Glove Hour altogether. One of our new talk shows. And then Andy and I will be back 2 weeks from tonight. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, that's too bad because I'm not going to be here. In France.
You're going to France, Nadia?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you going there to visit family?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Ow.
Hi, you're on the air.
You're very faint. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your name?
I do not have one.
Okay, you don't have a name. Or what am I supposed to call you? What should we call you?
I'm sorry?
Let's call him Jimmy. Let's call him Jimmy from Fairfield.
Okay, hi, Jimmy from Fairfield.
Hello.
Hi, do you want to try to guess what animal this is?
Sure.
That's two of them fighting.
Wait,
this is someone.
Okay, this is their aggressive sound.
Oh, I have a sound for him after he tries to guess this one. But
it's a mammal, I'll tell you that.
Zebras.
Nope, not zebras.
Giraffes!
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
I'll give you another hint. They're from hell.
Komodo dragon?
No, those are Tasmanian devils.
Oh, that's
okay, out. I have a sound for this dear Jimmy.
What was that, Nadia?
That's tough.
Yeah, he has to guess.
Jimmy from Fairfield, what's your guess?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I don't know much.
It's a newborn lamb squeaking or something, and my dogs are sniffing it. That's the other noise.
Wow. Is that, and that's a lamb that was born at your house?
Yes.
Nice.
That's great.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy from Fairfield. We only have a couple of minutes left here with Nadia. The phone number is 201-209-9368, and we're guessing animal sounds. Here's another interesting one. Do you know what that is, Nadia?
No, can you please tell me? I'm very interested.
It's a porcupine. Sounds very cute.
Oh my god. Wow. Wow. Where in the world did you find that?
On the internet.
Yeah, but where did they find the porcupine?
That's an African porcupine, but it looks very similar to.
It It sounds like a human.
It does. It sounds. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like my dog Sammy.
It sounds like a baby crying. My dog literally pricked up its ears right now. It was like, what in the world is that?
This is my dog Sammy. He sounds like a porcupine. Wow, it really does sound like a porcupine.
Yeah. Wait, can I hear the your dog rooster wailing again?
Yeah, my dearly departed dog rooster here. That was Rooster.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, Braun from Long Valley.
Hey, Braun from Long Valley.
I'm looking, what's the sound a groundhog makes?
Good question. I'll look it up for you.
I caught two of them in the backyard, and they never made a sound.
Yeah, they might not make sounds. Let's see here.
It's a weasel. What?
Oh, here's a video that says it's a groundhog screaming. Let's see what this sounds like.
It sounds like a bird.
Yeah, it sounds like a prairie dog or something.
Or something.
Wow, that's like a whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you caught two groundhogs and they didn't make any sound, you got ripped off.
I did.
Yeah.
I have to return them.
Yeah, that's your groundhog.
Very quiet. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Nadia, it's been fun. We are almost out of time.
Are you going on vacation?
I wish. Nope, I'm not going on vacation. But you're going to visit your family in France. That's great. Where are you going in France?
Paris.
That's nice. How long are you going to be there?
Well, I'm going alone, but...
Oh, really? They're just shipping you over there and you're going to visit with your family?
No, I'm going to go on an airplane and they're going to ship me over and I'm going for 2 weeks.
Wow, that's great. That's exciting, Nadia.
Ship me over in a box or something?
What's that?
Ship me over in a box or something?
Are they going to mail? They're going to mail you in a box. I hope they put some air holes in there.
No, I'm going on an airplane.
Yeah, but you're not sitting in the regular part of the airplane, right? You're going to be under the seats with all the luggage, right?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
You're actually getting your own seat?
Yeah.
Wow. That's classy. That's classy, Nadia.
I hear the music.
You want to hear some more animal sounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what that is?
I don't know. Okay. Hey, can I have a question?
Yeah.
Can you play the old song?
Which old song?
For the outro?
The old 7-second delay song?
Yeah.
Why do you want to hear that?
Because I like it.
No, I don't have time to get that together because we only have 2 minutes left. It would take me too long to find it. But don't you worry. You'll be hearing it plenty in the future when the show starts getting called 7-second delay again.
Yeah.
We only have 6 months left to go of the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Nadia, do you know what the next program is up on WFMU?
Yes.
Why don't you give it an intro?
Matt Five Ash.
Yeah.
On Weekly World Blues.
All right, very good. And give us our legal ID now.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and available online at WFMU.org. I'm a cat.
Nadia, thanks a lot for co-hosting tonight. And have a great time in Paris.
It was very fun, yes.
And record lots of sounds when you're in Paris, okay?
I will. I'm going to bring my recording.
Okay, and then we'll talk to you when you get back.
All right, bye.
All right, stay tuned for Weekly World Blues, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
man who's too hot, too hot behind the box. And no back talk. If Martin have a coffin you like, and you choose your burial site, keep your insurance, make up your will, come out and take them.
Well, I was gone
to the army.